This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Israel's under attack, and so are the people on the Gaza Strip. Hamas, though, releasing a couple hostages, American hostages, two women, a mother and a daughter, from the United States, a suburb just out of Chicago. There was a lot of excitement about that, and perhaps some hope for other families in the U.S. and other places who had relatives that were kidnapped on that horrific day a couple of weeks ago. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. We are now into much better weather for some places across the U.S. So while the world is heavy with those images of terrorism that we're seeing, there is the other side of life where at least while you are coping with some of what you're seeing, because it really is affecting a lot of people. And of course, the United States are sending naval support, which you know we've sent. There's over 2,000 Marines. We're the sort of the last line of defense, in a sense, in trying to keep the worst from possibly happening. Hard to even let that leave my lips, because some of the worst we certainly have seen. But the U.S. is trying to stall the Israeli invasion of Gaza, really to allow the hostage negotiations to continue, especially after the release of the two American hostages. That development is probably the latest thing, and that's as Israel ramped up its bombardment in Gaza ahead of the planned all-out invasion, and the clashes along the Israeli-Lebanon border are starting to grow. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned on Sunday if the Lebanese terror group Hezbollah decides to enter the war, it'll be the mistake of its life, is what he said. President Biden and others in the U.S. are still in those down-to-the-wire talks to delay that invasion by the Israeli Defense Forces so that some of those hostages get freed before the Palestinian territory dissolves into a more of a war zone. And you can't imagine that anyone's going to be released if that happens. If it really is just torn to shreds, then what happens with the hostages? So we don't know any details. They're keeping it very hush, except for some things I've just told you, that we know that America is the key negotiator, along with Qatar, to ensure the release of the hostages, the 30 children that are trapped in the middle of this, for example. They're part of it. And before, in the past, Qatar has delivered aid to Palestinian people, and they've worked to free hostages in Afghanistan and in Iraq. So there is a shred of hope, especially Judith and Natalie Renan of Illinois being released, the mother-daughter, and the fact that they were released. The hope is that more will be released, despite the strategy that seems to be ongoing for Hamas. I mean, what is the end game here? 10 Americans are still missing, and they're believed to be under Hamas custody, but their condition is unknown. I mean, what is their condition? That's the other part that you have absolutely no idea about. And I think in all of this, after seeing what happened to the areas in Israel that were attacked and the kids fleeing that festival, and seeing all that video and some of the most horrific things and atrocious, outrageous things that you could possibly ever see, the horror of it all, it makes the humanness of the faces of the families, of, you know, realizing what's happening there, how crippling it is, that man, if these kids are alive, that these people are alive, whatever it takes to get them back and get them out of the way, because obviously the tensions between the Israelis and the Palestinians and this imminent invasion are happening, and there is a shadow over the prospect of more hostages being released, despite the fact that two were released. And I have to say, it was shocking and surprising when that happened, and it was great that that happened. But to have that all of a sudden announced and to see them be released was, I can only imagine what that was like for the relatives of those two, the young woman and her mother. I can only imagine what that feeling was like to see that. In the meantime, there's protests all over the place. 10,000 protesters marched through London. We've seen protesters on the streets of New York City. There's a rage that is out there, which in London, it was a pro-Palestinian march. Through the crowd, you saw signs that were saying free Palestine, free Palestine, the Palestinian flags, and going before Downing Street where the Prime Minister's residence is, and calling it the National March, and the idea that, you know, this has to end, this has to stop, and then other messages that called for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to say that he should be wanted for war crimes. And it was mostly peaceful there. They made a handful of arrests, but there was a lot of people that were out there on those streets in London. They wanted to be seen and they wanted to be heard. And all of this is happening where Israel's on the verge of the ground incursion into Gaza that I was describing, despite some of these talks that are happening. And Israel saying, you know, Hamas has chemical weapons and enough is enough. And the Pentagon ordered has more deployment orders. And some are saying, how close are we from World War III? Let's hope not. Let's hope not. Israeli President Isaac Herzog confirmed on Sunday that the IDF found a USB key with instructions for producing a cyanide dispersion device on the body of a Hamas operative who participated in the October 7th terrorist attack. And all the things that they found, they're saying it's shocking, but it's shocking that they're looking into the instructions that were given on how to operate and create that kind of material, that's kind of non-professional chemical weapon with cyanide, and what that would have meant. I mean, it seems like to me every couple of days they find something, and it just is uglier and uglier as to what the plans could have been. The plans were bad enough, but that it could have been even more shocking, some of the things that might have happened when they blindsided Hamas, Israel, and got in on October 7th and were able to get after all those people and kill so many. And now it's been the watch for what happens with the Israel full-out assault, and will Hezbollah dare to make a move to get involved in the middle of this? All right, we're going to later. Coming up next, Man Cave.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply. the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to KateDelaneyRadio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com.
What a weekend for the NFL. I got to tell you, on Sunday night, the Eagles thrashed the Dolphins 31-17. So the Eagles are now 6-1. They did this at the Link. And Jalen Hurts, 279 yards, a couple of touchdowns. It was a lot closer through most of the game. There were some bad penalties and mistakes by the Dolphins that made it a huge difference. I mean, look, Jalen Hurts threw a couple of interceptions, but he was able to hit the targets enough that it started to break open late in the game for Philly in front of their home fans, which is a very, very good thing. The Eagles were wearing their throwback Kelly Green jerseys, and they got into trouble in a couple of moments in the game early. Like I said, Tua Tagliavoa was 23 of 32 for 216 yards in his first head-to-head matchup against Hurts in the NFL. Remember, the two quarterbacks are 25, and they're linked together by their time under Coach Nick Saban at Alabama. Tagliavoa replaced Hurts in the 2017 National Championship game and threw three touchdowns to lead Alabama to its fifth title, if you don't know the history. But this is a different day. Now they're quarterbacking two teams that are doing very, very well, and the Dolphins look very, very good in the beginning of this. Then, like I said, they stumbled with the penalties, and the Eagles were able to take advantage after that. So that's the final score, 31-17. Nobody nailed the score this time around. Don't forget, on Tuesday we do that nail the score thing. You can call in. I'll have the game of the week. Who do you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be? And woohoo, you could win some fabulous prizes. The Chiefs and the Taylor Swift show, because she was on the television feeds anyway, at least a couple of times when her man Travis Kelce scored a touchdown, and he had a great game, 12 catches, 179 yards. And the Chiefs had a great game over the Chargers, 31-17, the final score. Pat Mahomes was really the story, though. He is Superman. 424 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. I mean, the guy gets it done no matter what. And he has the targets, and he figures out the way to rearrange what he has to do, and he just does it so, so well. And I mentioned Taylor Swift. She, again, was at a luxury suite. She was celebrating with personalized, crazy kind of handshakes. It almost looked like sorority handshakes with Brittany Mahomes, the quarterback's wife. And just, again, it's vintage Chiefs. They always hang in there. And their defense really stepped up big for them. I watched most of that game today, at least a bit, very big chunk of it. It's the Broncos beating the Packers. They picked up their second win. They knocked off the Packers at Mile High, 19-17. How about that? There is life for the Broncos. And Russell Wilson didn't throw for 200 yards even, but 194 and a touchdown. But the key thing is, a win is a win is a win, my friends. The Steelers wanted their win. They wanted to go 4-2, and they did. They beat the Rams 24-17, and that was kind of had a back and forth kind of feel to it. The Seahawks beat the Cardinals. Sorry, Arizona fans, you're 1-6 now. Seahawks are 4-2. Geno Smith keeps on rolling. 219 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And the Seahawks got touchdowns from some rookies, and their defense stepped up very, very big. The defense kept them in that game, because there were moments where the Seahawks could have put away the game, and they just did not do it. And Arizona was not consistent, and that's part of the story of what happened with Arizona. But they pulled out the win. The Seahawks did. They host Cleveland next Sunday. The Cardinals are at home. They host Baltimore. And speaking of Baltimore, you want to talk about a lopsided game, the most lopsided game of the whole weekend. Beating the Ravens, they did, 38-6. Look, they put up 28 points, unanswered points in the first half. It was 28-0. It's like, whoa, what Lions are these? The second you heap too much praise on them. Lamar Jackson did not want to go up in flames, and he didn't. 357 passing yards and 3 touchdowns in that win. So the Ravens are 5-2. The Bears beat the Raiders handily, 32-12 at Soldier Field, of course. And the crowd loved it that they picked up, just like Denver, their second win on the season, because they desperately needed it. Fans were all over them, all over them. And it was the rookie, Tyson Bagent, who led the 3 touchdown drives, replacing Justin Fields, that led to that very big victory. So they won for the second time in 3 games after dropping 14 in a row. Oh, 14 in a row is insane. That many games. All right, the Browns edged out the Colts. It was a strange finish to that game, 39-38. The Patriots picked up their second win, beating the Bills. What's going on with the Bills? 29-25. The Falcons beat the Buccaneers on the road, 16-13. And their defense gave them enough of a jolt, and they were able to close the deal out there. Coming up on Monday Night Football, the Vikings will host the 49ers. There's a lot of anticipation for that. The Vikings are 2-4. The 49ers are 5-1. 5-1. Baseball, it is down to this. In the National League, the Phillies have a chance to close out their series with the Arizona Diamondbacks on Monday. They lead 3-2 after bouncing back from a brutal game that they had in hand and completely unraveled it. And they were able to come back and get the home runs they needed and the totals they needed to put them in the position where they can close it out on Monday. If they don't, and this is all back in Philly, then there will be the next Game 7, because there's going to be a Game 7 between the Rangers and the Astros. The Rangers blew it open on Sunday, 9-2 win over Houston. So that's going the distance. That's going to 7. The other one, the Phillies can wrap it up. If they don't, then it goes to, it will also go to 7, which to me is one of the best things you can imagine. Watching a Game 7, oh, the best. I got to talk about this for a second. The Astros right-hander Brian Abreu has been suspended for 2 games after it was determined that he intentionally plunked Texas Rangers outfielder Aroldis Garcia during Friday's Game 5 in that ALC championship series. Garcia, along with Astros manager Dusty Baker, got fines. Inactive pitchers Matt Bush also got a fine and is prohibited from sitting on the team's bench for the remainder of the ALCS. It was a bench clearing kind of thing. Appeal is what Abreu did. His suspension on Sunday, he's going to be eligible to play until the appeal, so he came into the game. That appeal is going to be heard on Monday. Will they discipline him and will he be out for the next game or not? I mentioned this incident that took place during the 8th inning with a runner on first base. Abreu hit Garcia with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Garcia, who had admired a home run earlier in the game and taken a slow celebratory kind of trot around the bases, confronted catcher Martin Maldonado right away, and the umpiring crew gathered up and ejected Abreu, Garcia, and Baker. And I haven't seen that. I mean, in the middle of this kind of a game, to have a benches clearing brawl, wow, that was just a wild moment. And it ate up a lot of time. And in the end, it was very costly, I think, to the Texas Rangers, because the Astros were able to sneak back with that one. But luckily for the Rangers, they came through in a very big way on Sunday. So it is that magical Game 7 on Monday. I think there are going to be a lot of people watching that game in the American League Championship Series. Whoever grabs it punches their ticket into the World Series. So we'll see if we get a Game 7. Who wins that Game 7. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Since the Gaza ground operation began on October 7th, Israeli forces have discovered 800 shafts leading to Hamas's extensive network of tunnels and bunkers, destroying more than half of them. The Palestinian Islamic group claimed to have a network comparable to the size of the New York City subway system. These tunnels have become prime targets for Israeli airstrikes, many located in civilian areas like schools, kindergarten, mosques, and playgrounds. New York Congressman George Santos has been removed from office. Laura Winters has more.
To Capitol Hill now, if you go to the Longworth House office building and look for the office of George Santos, you will not find him in the directory. His nameplate is gone. Santos expelled Friday after an ethics report on his conduct that accused him of using campaign donations for his own use. He is the sixth member in the chamber's history to be ousted by colleagues.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He's written a book called Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. And doesn't it just conjure up all kinds of interesting people that he might have met and some crazy stories, I'm sure, that he has to tell? Well, that's exactly what the book is. It takes you on that kind of a ride. So, Charlie, thanks for coming on.
You're quite welcome. I'm glad to be with you today.
What made you decide to be a rideshare driver, and was it what you thought it was going to be when you started?
I was bored 3 days after retirement from a job which I held for over 40 years. I got on the computer and I started looking at different ads that were on the screen, and one said, be a driver for Lyft. So I followed up on that, and 8 days later, I was a driver with Lyft in Austin, Texas, driver number 34, back when Lyft first got to Austin. I suppose there are about 3,400 Lyft drivers in the Austin area now.
Wow.
I got interested in writing the book because after about a year and a half of driving, my wife suggested that I keep a diary and ask passengers or invite them to write something in my diary. A lot of people did. Most of them wrote just a few comments. But when I got three diaries full of information, I went back through it and realized that I could make some pretty good stories out of some of the things that I had encountered with those passengers. So I sat at the computer a few hours every day for 1 month, and I did a complete book. That was at the very end of 2017, part of 2018. So 6 or 8 months later, I decided I would attempt to publish it.
And then voila, there you go, and now you've got it. And, you know, you talk about, I mean, you've had, what, more than 20,000 passengers. It's got to be even more than that number,
well,
and you've driven for different companies.
Yes, now, yeah, I've driven for three different companies in the Austin, Central Texas area, and I am now with, let's see, with all three companies in excess of 12,300 trips. So I figure over 30,000 people now.
Wow. And you
have... With the pandemic, I'm focusing on delivering food, and I'm going to do that for about the next 6 weeks until this COVID thing calms down. But it seems that delivering food for these companies is even more lucrative than driving passengers. Although I extremely miss the conversation.
I bet.
I love to chat with people.
Yeah, I bet you do. So in chatting with people, you got to tell us a couple of stories. Give us a couple of stories. You told me a story about some girls that you picked up and what kind of a saga that was.
Yeah, outside of San Marcos, I was traveling home about 2:15 one morning, still had the app on, and I was on the road on which we live, and I got a request for a pickup. I went about 2 miles, pulled up to the front of a piece of property, and all there was one flashlight beaming at me. A young man came out and said, "Who are you here to pick up?" And I gave him a name. He said, "I'll be right back," and he walked off into the darkness and came back a minute later with four tipsy young ladies following him. They got into the car, three in the back, one in the front seat, and they were arguing about whose app they were using and who was going to be responsible for paying for the trip. So they saw that after we went about 4 miles, and they started the argument about where they're going to stop to get some food because they were starving at this time of the morning. We decided on the only McDonald's that was open in town. I drove them up. After they decided they weren't going through the drive-thru, I let them out and waited 15 minutes while they stood in line to order their food. They came out still tipsy, got in the car again. The lady in the front seat said, "By the way, Mr. Uber driver, you need to know each one of us lives in a different dormitory." So I said, "Okay, here we go." As I stopped to let a girl out at each of the first three dormitories, the girl who was leaving my car leaned back in and said, "Well, girls, I'll see you in church about 11 o'clock this morning." And being an imp, I decided to respond immediately. "Young lady, after tonight, you need church." And I got to say that three times. That was one of my more interesting trips.
Oh, boy. No kidding.
Yeah.
It sounds like you just had a blast, though, doing this, and you are having a blast doing it, right?
Well, yes, yes. I have met people from over 80 different countries, and a lot of them have put information into my diary. A lot of people from all over the world come to the Austin area because we're kind of a technological center now. And we have a gigantic outlet mall here in San Marcos. I get a lot of rides from people who are going back either to San Antonio or to Austin who have a trunk full of things for me to carry for them. And I've met people from lots of places in Mexico, Central America, South America, Eastern Europe. You want to hear the Chestahoa story?
We want to hear it.
Okay, the Chestahoa story is not in this book. It's in the second book. It's on the burner right now, but it's worth telling. Some of the earliest settlers in Texas, back in the white folks, Anglos, that settled in Texas back in the late 1700s and 1800s, were from Poland. They landed in Texas at a port, one of the two or three ports out of the Gulf of Mexico. And they made themselves, they made their way, probably by horse and buggy or by wagon, horse and wagon, to about 25 miles south of San Antonio. And they settled four or five little towns, and in each town they built a church. The people who settled in one place came from Częstochowa, Poland. They named their community in Texas Częstochowa. So 2 years ago, I was in Austin, and I went to a very large apartment complex and picked up two women. I introduced myself. They introduced themselves. I said, "Where are you ladies from?" And the younger woman said, "I live here now. I'm working. I'm from Poland. My mother is here visiting." I said, "Yeah, what part of Poland?" And the lady said, "Oh, my goodness, I'm from Częstochowa." I said, "Did you know that Częstochowa is in Texas?" And they were, it just blew them away. So I gave them my autograph, and I gave them a copy of my book.
Oh, yeah, a little history lesson. How interesting is that? The roots of that town, yeah.
Wow. Well, one of the stories in the current book is called My Shortest Trip. On a Sunday afternoon, I got called to the east side of the interstate off of Riverside Drive. I went to a B&B, and I picked up a couple, introduced myself, and they got in the car. My name is Charlie. They told me their names. I said, "Where are you all headed today?" And they told me they were going to go to a restaurant. I said, "What brings you to Austin?" And the man said, "This is getting too personal. Stop at the next corner and let us out." That was my shortest trip ever. Three blocks only. Here in Austin from New York City. Short with their manners and short with their trip.
Boy, no kidding. What do you hope people take away from reading your first one and then eventually your second one, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver?
Well, I hope people will see that driving with one of the rideshare companies is extremely safe, that it's reliable, that the wait time almost everywhere is no more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unlike the taxi cab industry where people wait 2 and 3 hours.
Yeah.
I think that drivers are very interesting. Many of them are retired people who have a long history in the area and who enjoy a good conversation. And they're delighted to be able to drive anywhere from 10 to 30 hours a week.
Yeah, and you're that person, and it's so interesting to see now that delivering food is even more lucrative and what that's turned into, and that there is always this opportunity, if you reach out and you grab it. All right, Charlie, most important thing, Charlie Campisi, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. Amazon, they can get the book where else?
Yes, Amazon Prime, Barnes & Noble. They can ask their local bookstore to get them a copy. They can, on Amazon Prime, they can get the Kindle copy of the book for a couple dollars.
Nice. That's perfect reading.
If they wish, they can call me, and I will send them an autographed copy of the book, and then they can just send me a check in return mail.
All right. That sounds good. So. So that works as well. Charlie, thank you so much. Charlie Campisi, Adventures of a Rideshare Driver. We appreciate you sharing your stories with us.
Well, I'm very happy to. More than anything, I enjoy driving the young college students around in Austin and San Marcos. I feel like because of their background and what they had to go through to get to the university, they are very community-minded. They know what community service is. And I tell them all the time that they came to the university to get a good education and to have fun in a safe way, and that I have great faith in them because when they had to do a resume to get into the university, they had to list a number of community service activities. And I tell them, I truly believe in you, and I think that you guys will be the next greatest generation.
Wow. And that's a
perfect message. Many of them tell me, not only are you the first person to tell me this, but most of our drivers don't even want to talk with us. So they get a real thrill with me.
So that shows you. All right, Charlie, thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
To introduce you to our next author. Her name is Rita Giordano, and she has put together, I think, such an interesting work when we talk about the Bible, and so many people say they don't understand the Bible. She has this Road of the Faithful series, and this book is called Destiny Star. And you think about the heroes, the heroines in the Bible, the stories, and what does it all mean? And she was a Sunday school teacher for a long time, and even through the eyes of kids, understanding the stories and the journey and what does it all mean and where does it lead us, especially in these times. So we're thrilled to welcome her to Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Rita, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
Tell me about the road to you writing this book. How did this come about?
You know, I'm a writer, and I had been writing some things, and I had a vision, and then there were a couple of other things that came up. And when I got started writing the book, I realized that there was so much anger toward Israel. People were saying they need to be broken up and just, you know, basically no longer exist, or at the very best have their own state. And the truth was that in the Word of God, God gave them that land. And he said he gave it to them for forever. And in the Word of God, it also tells us that Jesus is coming back to live in Jerusalem, and he will reign from Jerusalem. And his people are Israeli people.
So it's interesting the timing of this book, just because now we're speaking about it, because of what we're seeing in the world and the confusion in the world. And you say there isn't any confusion if you pay attention to what the Bible says and you understand it better.
Yes. The Lord has made it very clear that he has made an everlasting covenant with Israel and that they are to exist as his people that he has chosen for this purpose. It's not like, oh, they're the favored people and we got to, you know, bow down to them. It is a case of God chooses people for a specific job. This was their job, to present the word of God and to carry it for many years and protect it. And to also that Jesus was coming out of that nation and he is their relative. And this is not something we want to try to destroy. It's his right. He gave them the land.
Yeah, and in the book you talk about that. You talk about the birth of the nation. You talk about the promise. You talk about the preserving the chosen people. So when you see world events and then you look at the timing of your book, or at least our conversation anyway, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel excited for Israel. Not that I'm happy that they're going through this. It's all just the Word of God being fulfilled. So many people believe that the Word of God is nothing but an old book. But if you study the Word of God, it is reality. Much of the Bible has a historical reference to this nation, and then there is the covenant between the Lord and the children of Israel. This is always going to exist. We have no choice in this matter. He has every right as the creator of the planet to tell us where he wants his people to live. It is their land that he has given to them in a covenant. And what we're seeing over there, this war and this disgruntled thing has been going on from the beginning of the nation, because there was always somebody angry that they were around. They've been murdered. They've been brought into all kinds of terrible things like slavery, all because God had a blessing on them. And the people around them were angry about it. Well, that's demonic. It's as simple as that. Those are people who are not listening to God and are actually being affected by demonic influence.
When people read your book, you talk about other things, like I said, about the heroes and heroines and, you know, basically so much of the story. And you said to me in an off-air conversation that you saw a lot of miracles, and that absolutely convinced you. There's no question that God was real. Tell us about one of those.
Lots of miracles. Yeah. What are you referring to? The current miracles that I'm experiencing.
Yeah. Give us one, because people always find that fascinating. Yeah.
Well, Sunday I took my husband, he has dementia, I took him to church. While we were in church, as church was beginning to close, my husband had a stroke. It was obvious he was having a stroke. I went to the pastor and I said, "Pastor, there's an event happening with my husband." He went and prayed for him. The church saw it. The congregation gathered around us, and they were praying for him. He was fine. In an hour, there was nothing at all wrong with him. We still had him checked out. The doctors sent him home to where he is right now. He is in a facility. And he was fine. Right in front of my eyes, I saw God change him from having what I considered was a very serious stroke to, "I'm okay. Is anything wrong with you?"
That's a very good thing for sure. When people read your book, Destiny Star, what do you hope they take away? Which you can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I want them to know Jesus. I want them to understand that the Word of God is truth, that it's not some old book that should be tossed aside and thrown out, that so much of what the Bible is saying is actually what's going on in our world today. We are looking at the Bible being fulfilled. I want them to see Israel as a nation that should exist because God has every right to say, I'm giving people this land for this purpose. I want them to understand that the Word of God isn't that hard to understand. I've created characters in the Bible that are right directly from the Bible that I'm hoping they will see as regular people who fought to fulfill what God had planned for their lives and worked very hard, and they had emotions and they were like us. There was nothing unique about them other than that they were chosen for that moment and that hour to be who they were and to do what God wanted them to do at that time. I really want people to know Jesus.
When you wrote this book, knowing what you know and all the teachings and everything that you've gone through, did you feel like it poured out of you? Because what a big undertaking.
Yeah, no, it just poured out of me. I had had a vision that concerned the book of Joshua, so I had sat down and written the story of Joshua for my own edification to just try to kind of understand the vision. But then when I wrote it, I thought it was so enjoyable. And then at that time, everybody was saying, divide up Israel, don't let it go on, and a lot of anti-Semitism, and I couldn't abide that because I know what God feels about that. I just sat down and started writing it from the place where the Lord spoke to Abraham and says, I'm going to make of you a great nation, and many people will be blessed by your seed. And this has happened. Even the nations that are not Israeli, the ones that were his children by another woman after his wife died, those nations are a blessing. Those nations have the opportunity to work for God instead of against him and against the people that were the chosen seed of Abraham. Jesus has he will be setting up his kingdom. He has a nation and he wants it involved in what he's doing. And we can't fight God. It's foolishness to fight against God.
Wow, so interesting what you've packed in the book. You got another book coming out in the series, Story of Jesus' Life. That'll be the next one. And you're also the author of another book, too, as well. So you have been incredibly busy. When you look at the first one that you put out there, Aftershock, you look at that, and then you look at the direction that you're headed in with this series. You can get all of Rita's upcoming books and the current book, Destiny Star, like I mentioned, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Rita, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate your asking me.
Thank you, friend. Wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.